This is Lance Lichter for AA Today. This is a summary of the December 2013 issue of Anesthesia and Analgesia. Dr. Stephen Schaefer, editor-in-chief for Anesthesia and Analgesia, writes, "The authors in the article Etomidate and Major Postoperative Outcomes identified a 2.5-fold increase in likelihood of death and a 1.5-fold increase in cardiovascular morbidity in a retrospective study of 2144 patients who received etomidate for induction of non-cardiac anesthesia as compared to propensity-matched subjects who received propofol. In the accompanying editorial, Etomidate and General Anesthesia, the Butterfly Effect, the authors note that these findings are consistent with other retrospective findings but cannot be considered definitive until confirmed in adequately powered prospective randomized controlled trials. How do lipid emulsions reverse bupivacaine-induced cardiac dysrhythmias? In a study of proton channel currents in rat microglial cells, the authors in the article Lipid Emulsion Reduces Intracellular Bupivacaine demonstrated a threefold reduction in intracellular bupivacaine from extracellular lipid emulsion. The effects of anesthetics on the developing brain remain a subject of considerable interest and concern. In this issue of Anesthesia and Analgesia, the authors in the article Neonatal Sevoflurane Exposure Impairs Long-Term Potentiation Induction examined the influence of a 2-hour exposure to 2% sevoflurane in 7-day postnatal rats. Subsequent studies in postgrowth, that is, mature animals, demonstrated reduced induction of long-term potentiation in the hippocampus, suggesting a putative mechanism for neurocognitive impairment from volatile anesthetic exposure. There have been many studies of techniques to entertain, distract, and alleviate perioperative anxiety in children. In the study, Distraction with Video Glasses for Preoperative Anxiety, the authors compared oral midazolam to video glasses displaying cartoons and movies. The video glasses prevented the increase in anxiety during induction observed in children who received oral midazolam. In a rat partial sciatic nerve ligation model, the authors in the study Ultra-Low-Dose Naloxone Enhances Anti-Inflammation of Morphine demonstrated that the anti-hyperalgesic and anti-allodynic effects of morphine were abolished by high doses of intrathecal naloxone, but enhanced by low doses of intrathecal naloxone. Dr. Naveen Nathan, cover editor and illustrator, writes, "The dictates of chaos theory describe how the conditions of a singular event can predetermine the pathway through space-time, leading to a wide range of downstream outcomes in highly dynamic, nonlinear systems. Readers may be familiar with this, as it has been referred to as the butterfly effect, wherein large-scale weather patterns may result from the decision of a butterfly to flap her wings weeks earlier. This effect is all around us and can be seen in something as simple as the first pivotal move in a chess game to the critical decisions we make as anesthesiologists. Of these judgments, the choice of anesthetic induction agent comes to light in this issue. Does etomidate carve an alternative reality that is decidedly morbid? The drug we choose, the pawn we displace, is a move that is ours to make." This is Lance Lichter.